Hey everyone, how you doing? This is Amon Green, the Green Bay Packers all-time leading rusher, and you're listening to The Average Cheese, hosted by Dell and Todd, two lifelong Packer fans talking about their favorite team, the 13-time champion, Green Bay Packers. Go Pack, go!
What the hell's going on out here? Everybody's grabbing out there, nobody's touching!
Trouble. It's going to get there. He turned 32 yesterday. Does he have a vintage moment in it? In the end zone, it is caught for the win.
So welcome to episode 169 of the Average Cheese Podcast. Thanks to Ron and the folks at R&M Management. Thanks to Dwight at ddgcustoms.com. And thanks to Dan and the folks at Bob Anderson Builders. Just want to remind you, even though we don't have the cuss jar, and I'm still working on a sound effect for the cuss jar, we do cuss for charity. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of Wisconsin. I think I'm just going to go back in an old episode and like cut a little ding out of the jar thing. That won't take me any time to fucking edit that into the podcast.
There's gotta be sound bites you can steal or something.
Probably.
Can I say steal?
I do like the sound of the cuss jar. If you haven't listened to episode 168, last week we had Evan Western on from the Acme Packing Company. That was a lot of fun. Thanks to Evan for coming on. And thanks to Eric and Jack for the questions. And people, if you got questions, always throw them in. We'll answer questions. We're not like that. In fact, Todd, we have a question this week. I think it's for you from Jack.
So why me?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why he asked you the question.
It must be sought after.
Yes, you are.
For my knowledge.
Exactly. Exactly that. Jack asks, Todd, which of the three of us is the best candidate for the open equipment manager position in Green Bay?
Me. I'd probably say me.
Do you want to elaborate on that, or does it need no explanation?
Well, I grew up with you, so I remember what your room used to look like.
That's true.
You're out.
I am definitely out.
You're out. I was in the military, orderly, blah, blah, blah. And for Peters, he lives in the UK, so.
Yeah, that would be a long flight.
They threw in, like, jet service for Peter. Then I would say it would be Peter over me.
It's probably not a job I could do remotely, is it?
No, probably not. They just have one of those little robot things, you know, like with an iPad on it, and you just like turn around and be like, Jair, pick up your shit.
Yeah, just
pick up your own fucking towel.
Yeah.
I'm not there right
orders.
Now.
That's Arc great. Orders.
Todd is absolutely right that I would be a terrible equipment manager. There would just be shit laying everywhere. It would be...
It would be like, worse. It would be worse.
Yes.
It would be worse than if there wasn't one.
That's true. People would probably start picking up their own stuff if there wasn't one. They'd be expecting me to pick it up. They'd be like, dude, I don't even pick up my own shit at home. I'm picking up your stuff.
Don't you work here?
Well, here's the thing. 18 months ago or so, Dale and Todd came to stay at my house. I'm still finding Dale's stuff around the house.
You probably are. You probably are like, why did he?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Dale's just leaving remnants of his shit laying around all over. I do that. I was the kid in school, Peter, who left his jacket on the playground every day. Every day.
Like my son.
I'm just kidding, but I do trip over a box of beer every time I go into the garage.
I told Peter Todd that I'm going to drink that. I'm going back to England, I think, in the fall. I'm going to drink all those beers if it takes me the whole time I'm there. How many are there, Peters? Over a case?
I don't know.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm about to stay a couple extra days, maybe. It's going to be great. All right. So a little bit of slices. Jair Alexander was part of the off-season workouts. Surprise.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I thought that was good to put in there. And I was shocked to see it.
Right.
It kind of caught my eye. I was like, I know he didn't last year, and I don't know about the prior years, but I would assume that it's probably not been a regular thing for him, but it looks like he's all on board with the new defensive coordinator and wants to get in the room quickly. That's something you don't see out of Jair Alexander right there. Maybe it's growth. He's never going to be the leader. We've talked about that a long time.
Yeah.
He's just not. He's just not that guy on the field, right? He's going to get the energy up. He's going to talk shit. He's going to get in guys' faces. He does all that stuff. That's him. Maybe maturing a bit. Maybe just like, hey, I probably got like 3 good years left or whatever it is. Like, I'm all in on this team.
Peter, any thoughts on that?
I agree with all of that. It can only be a good thing. You know, despite the fact it's voluntary, you want to see as many of those guys in there as possible, particularly with a new defensive coordinator, new system, and all of that good stuff. Yeah, I think it's very, very positive.
So episode 169 is the Average Cheese mock draft. And again, if you haven't found Peter's draft guide on the internets, you can find it on UK Packers.
You should publish that. There's got to be some type of...
You mean like paper copy?
I don't know. You should be rolling in the bucks for that thing.
He should be. I totally agree with. The fact that Peter doesn't charge for it is awesome, just, but also, like, damn, it's worth money. I'm glad he doesn't, and I appreciate you, Peter, for doing that, because I would still pay $9.99 for it. I'm just telling you. Okay, so we randomly selected. Todd has the first pick in the 2024 Average Cheese mock draft. You are the Chicago Bears GM, Todd Ryan Poles. You got this pick from Carolina.
Well, I appreciate the insult, first of all. We're taking the perspective that I'm the Chicago GM, right?
Correct. And your needs are quarterback, wide receiver, edge, offensive tackle, and defensive tackle, sort of in that order.
I'm going wide receiver, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Wow.
Yep.
And the crowd is stunned.
Yes. What? He's the best player in college football.
Peter, would you agree with that? That he is the best player in college football?
For the longest time, he was right in my group of the top three or four in this draft. In fact, he ended up four on my draft board, but he was right up very, very close to the group of quarterbacks. So there's not very much in it.
He is a for sure all-time NFL great. For sure.
Wow. So I do agree with you that he might be the best player in this draft. I would question that the Bears would pick him because they need a quarterback and they're going to have to hand him the football this year. A lot of jet sweeps for Marvin Harrison Jr.
My strategy is taking him, and then, you know, Washington and the Patriots are going to probably both go quarterback. And then from the Patriots down to, what is that?
Number
down
nine.
To Atlanta. And then the Bears have the ninth pick. So there's going to be quarterbacks at number nine. You get your quarterback. You get, like, maybe a Bo Nix or something drops down that far or whatever. Maybe J.J. McCarthy. And you've got J.J. McCarthy and Marvin Harrison Jr. Woo.
Okay.
That's what I would do. Because I think the teams in front of me don't need – there's too many quarterbacks and there's not enough teams in front of me that need them.
Wouldn't you, though, if you are not going to pick Caleb Williams, you would probably – and this is a no-trade mock draft, right? Because I'm not smart enough to figure out who's going to go where and who's going to trade what. But if you're the Bears and you knew you're going to pick Marvin Harrison Jr., you might want to try to see if you could get somebody, possibly, to move into that number one slot.
To me, he's too valuable of a pick. Like, I would do away with that and lock it in. I would just lock the pick in and just go for it and not even risk him – you know, any other type of deals on the side. I wouldn't risk it. There's your future.
So, Peter, you now have the second pick. You are the Washington Commanders. You now have Caleb Williams.
Right. My phone won't stop ringing. every team other than the Packers.
Is his dad calling you?
No, it's every team other than the Packers and the Chiefs have just called me in the last 5 minutes trying to get up to my spot. However, I am clearly sticking here. I think in the real draft, I think this is Jaden Daniels. But in this draft, it's Caleb Williams, quarterback, USC.
Since they need a quarterback. Can we talk, though, like, would you, if you were the Commanders and Caleb Williams was the first pick, you believe Jaden Daniels from LSU now is the second pick in the draft? That's what you're saying?
So I think that Drake May and Jaden Daniels are very close. Certainly on my board, they're very close, and I would imagine on lots of teams' boards, they're very close. I think it's simply about the type of quarterback that teams are going to want there. Jaden Daniels' mobility and his ability to pick up yards on the ground will push him above Drake May in the real draft.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I do think Daniels probably goes before Drake May. But, yeah, at this spot with Caleb Williams on the board, I'm taking Caleb Williams.
Okay. So I hear what you just said, Peter, and Jaden Daniels is an athletic dude and ran for, I think, almost 1,000 yards in college. Maybe it was over 1,000 yards at LSU. But I don't think the Patriots would take Jaden Daniels. I think that Drake May is more of a Patriots guy. They're a little bit closer to the vest. They don't, they had Cam Newton a couple of years ago, and they kind of made Cam Newton into a pocket guy. And I don't know that they would be able to utilize Jaden Daniels or try to utilize him. So I'm picking at number three. I'm taking Drake May, quarterback from North Carolina, which leads us to the fourth pick. Todd, you are the Arizona Cardinals. Your needs are wide receiver, corner, edge, running back, and interior lineman.
Running back, Blake Corum.
From Michigan.
He's ready for the game. He's a day one starter.
At Arizona, they play a lot out of the shotgun.
They played some at Michigan, too.
Now, last year, I took a flyer on Jahmyr Gibbs to Detroit. So Todd is taking a flyer on a running back early, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Blake Corum.
I mean, a lot of these picks that I pick guys that I've actually watched.
Peter, you have the fifth pick. You are the Los Angeles Chargers. Needs are wide receiver, cornerback, interior line, offensive tackle, and they no longer have Austin Ekeler, so they also have needs at running back.
So for me, for the Chargers here, obviously set at the quarterback position. For me, other than Jaden Daniels, who quarterback's clearly not going to the Chargers, Malik Nabers is the next best player on the board. He is a wide receiver. He's an excellent wide receiver. So my pick here is Malik Nabers, wide receiver, LSU.
I am next on the clock with the New York Giants. Needs our wide receiver, corner, running back, safety, and quarterback. Now, wow. So this guy who Peter has as the third best player in the draft drops to you. I know they have a quarterback already that they signed to a little bit of money. I have to take Jaden Daniels from LSU at quarterback. I know it is not their need right now, but maybe the Giants do what the Packers do. And Daniel Jones got a bunch of money. Let him play for a year.
A lot of money.
I think they have $40 million, I want to say. That contract's in the $40 million. But I think that you can't pass on a guy like that. If Jaden Daniels is around at pick five, you are doing backflips on your way to the microphone because you never thought he would be there. Todd, you are up next. Tennessee Titans with pick number seven. Offensive tackle, edge, defensive tackle, wide receiver, linebacker are needs.
I took offensive tackle, Joe Alt.
Out of Notre Dame.
Yeah, I like the size. That left tackle position is like, that's the...
It's premium.
That's the wall, yeah.
That's the number six guy on Peter's draft board. So that's about as accurate. Peter's always on the money, so that's perfect.
All right. I finally did something right.
Nailed it. Peter, it's the Atlanta Falcons at pick eight. Their needs are edge, corner, defensive tackle, safety.
This is the first defensive player coming off the board. This is Dallas Turner, the edge. He's an outside linebacker from Alabama.
Now, I have the Chicago Bears at pick nine. Needs are cornerback, no longer wide receiver, edge, offensive tackle, and defensive tackle. I got to take a quarterback here. I have to.
Watch my whole plan come together now.
Look at your plan come together. Todd is now...
Just go ahead and repeat my words.
Todd is now showing me that... I don't know what he's showing me right now, but I'm going to have to pick J.J. McCarthy.
Look at that. All come. My plan just come together like that.
He has a skill set and an athleticism, and he might be a more traditional quarterback than Caleb Williams at one.
McCarthy is a good athlete, as you said. Really, really nice arm, really nice release. All those things that you look for. Been a good leader, quarterback the team well on a really good team.
And now he goes to a really bad team in the Chicago Bears. Todd, you're next up. The New York Jets at 10. Needs are tight end, safety, wide receiver, linebacker, and corner.
Packers East selects tight end. I think they're really depleted at tight end, and I think Aaron Rodgers is going to need it. They probably got to add a couple more weapons on the outside, but they got some decent depth there, but not so much at tight end. So I took Brock Bowers.
Okay, Brock Bowers is also number 10 on Peter's list. So, again, you are spot on Peter's list.
What can I say?
Peter, you are up at 11. Minnesota Vikings needs are quarterback, interior offensive line, edge, wide receiver, defensive tackle.
So, although the need there is there a quarterback, I'm going to bypass that need, and I'm going to go back to the best player who's left on my board at this point, and that's Roma Dunze, the wide receiver out of Washington.
That is a crazy combination if Justin Jefferson decides to stay and be happy in Minnesota. That's two really good wide receivers right
there. Who's going to throw him the football?
Yeah, they're going to have to jet sweeps one way and the other.
There's nobody there.
I am up next. I have the Denver Broncos at pick 12. Their needs are quarterback, corner, defensive tackle, edge, and offensive tackle. Now, Denver, they did just trade for, Zach Wilson from the Jets. Why? I don't know what they I don't know why. Oof. He can't be your answer, right? If Zach Wilson is the answer, I don't want to know what the question is. Their biggest need is quarterback right here, but I don't know. I know that John Elway probably thinks he can get a quarterback and do something with him down the road somewhere. I feel like they have to, but I am going to go corner. I know they need a quarterback. I don't think they'll pick a quarterback. I think they'll take Peter's guy, Quinion Mitchell, at corner at 12 out of Toledo. Peter, tell me more about Quinion Mitchell.
Super smooth corner, good athlete. He's one of those guys that, you know, when he's transitioned out of his back pedal, just loses nothing. Super smooth. Has a little touch of feistiness about him, which you like in the corners. For me, he is the number one corner in this draft.
Todd, you are up next. You are the Las Vegas Raiders. Your needs are quarterback, cornerback, offensive tackle, wide receiver, interior lineman.
I will take a quarterback here. I'll take Bo Nix. I think that Minshew's, you know, a pretty crafty veteran. Probably knows the game really, really well. They probably got him on the cheap. I think he's just going to be like a placeholder there and then mold like a new guy like Bo Nix. Good guy to learn from. But and then you see what you get out of Minshew, right, for one or two seasons.
Bo Nix, a strong arm guy, Peter.
Not as strong as some of the other arms in this draft. It's not weak by any means, but it's not a strong arm like a Caleb Williams or a Drake May or a Joe Milton. A super experienced six-year guy in college. Throws a lot of short passes at Oregon. Lots of screens and underneath stuff. But yeah, super experienced leader. I think he's probably a fringe kind of first-round guy, but we'll see. You know, there's with these quarterback-needy teams.
They do need a quarterback, right. Peter, you're up next at 14. The New Orleans Saints, offensive tackle, wide receiver, corner, defensive tackle, linebacker.
I think given that need at offensive tackle, yeah, the guy for me is Olu Fashanu, the offensive tackle, left tackle at Penn State. There's a guy that's been on the radar now for a couple of years, still a young guy.
So I am up next with the Indianapolis Colts. Our needs are cornerback, wide receiver, running back, interior line, and safety. I don't get a chance to watch Indianapolis very often, you know, so this is a bit tough for me. I see what their needs are. I feel like wide receiver is where they should go. If I look at Peter's draft guide, I see a couple of corners and a couple of offensive tackles in this range. I'm just not sure. So I'm going to go Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver from LSU. It's a guy that we talked about with Evan that they're hoping maybe falls to the Packers, but he doesn't. He does not fall to the Packers. He's gone at 15. Todd is up next. Todd is the Seattle Seahawks GM. Their needs are defensive tackle, linebacker, interior line, edge, and tight end.
And I chose safety just about because of the loss of Diggs and Adams. And I'm going with Jaden Hicks.
Todd says Jaden Hicks, Jacksonville Jaguars, Peter, corner, defensive tackle, offensive tackle, interior line, and edge are their needs.
So I'm torn between two players here, three players, and they're all at those premier positions. I'm torn between a tackle, a corner, and an edge guy.
Which are all needs.
They're all needs. There's lots of tackles in this draft. The corners are reasonably deep in round two. So on that basis, on the basis that I think I can come back and get a tackle or a corner in round two, I'm going to take the edge guy out of FSU, Florida State, Jared Verse.
The Jaguars were a pretty good football team last year, and you start to – I think we talked about this previously. You take chances when you're at the top of the draft and you're at 1, 2, 3. You take the home run hitter. And maybe when you're at 29, 30, 31, you take a guy that might be a more immediate right now guy. In the middle, you got to kind of pick guys that'll help you win now to get you to that playoff spot. So This is that. I am up at 18. The Cincinnati Bengals needs are tackle, defensive tackle, cornerback, wide receiver, tight end. I take Talisa Fuaga as my tackle out of Oregon State, protecting Joe Burrow's backside and front side. Like, they need offensive line help. They always seem to have to struggle there. So that's why I'm taking him. Todd, you are up at 19. Los Angeles Rams need defensive tackle, edge, corner, offensive tackle, kicker, which they're clearly not drafting in round one.
I went with edge with Liatu Latu. I got to give Hawaii some love, you know. He's like a disruptive player, right, Peter?
Oh, yeah.
And he's moved up a bunch of boards already.
Very, very productive pass rusher. Very productive.
Peter, he is number 18 on your draft board, so...
I'm getting back on track.
Peter, you are up next at 20. The Pittsburgh Steelers needs are offensive tackle, interior line, wide receiver, corner, and defensive tackle.
I think they go corner here. The best player left on my board is a corner, Terrion Arnold out of Alabama. I think that's where they go.
All right. So at pick 21, Miami Dolphins, it's my turn. Interior line, defensive tackle, offensive tackle, edge, and tight end. I am taking J.C. Latham, offensive tackle out of Alabama. I think that you can't pass on a guy that is that massive and possibly that good. I know he's not. That's not their first need, but that is my guy, pro ready to go, hopefully on day one. Todd is up next. He is the GM of the Philadelphia Eagles. Their needs are corner, interior line, offensive tackle, wide receiver, and safety.
I chose corner.
Right now. From Clemson.
How close is he on the board, on Peter's board?
Peter has Nate Wiggins at 22 on his draft guide, and you have the 22nd pick. So, again, Peter nails it. Peter, tell us a little bit about Nate Wiggins out of Clemson.
Another one of those kind of silky, smooth corners, good size. For me, kind of fits in between the top two guys we've already had, Quinn Mitchell and Terry and Arnold, and the next group. So he's kind of in that, you know, second tier by himself for me.
Peter, you are up next. You are the Minnesota Vikings from Cleveland through Houston. Your needs are cornerback, interior line, edge, wide receiver, and defensive tackle. And just as a reminder, the Minnesota Vikings picked Rome Odunze. You picked him with the 11th pick. You are now at pick 23.
They have the need at quarterback. There wasn't value, I thought, when we picked it, wherever it was earlier for Minnesota. I'm going to take Rome Odunze's quarterback, Michael Penix Jr. out of Washington.
Do you think, Peter, that Michael Penix gets devalued because he's left-handed?
I think he gets devalued because he's left-handed and because of his injury history.
And he's like 74 years old, too.
Yeah, 60-year guy again, like Bo Nix. I think that plays into it. But I think that I absolutely believe that he can be a good starter at the NFL level. I do. Yes, there's things to work on, but there's things to work on with all these guys.
And you have to draft him there. It's not Aaron Rodgers dropping, but it's the 23rd pick in the draft. And you can't, I don't think that any team would have expected Michael Penix to drop this far in the draft. He's got to go right there, especially if you have quarterback as one of your needs. Pick 24, the Dallas Cowboys, it's my turn. The needs are offensive tackle, running back, interior line, defensive tackle, and wide receivers. I'm going to take Amarius Mims out of Georgia. Amarius Mims is a massive human being. He's like 6'8", 350. His RAS score was like a 9.66. This is a Dallas Cowboys guy. If he is this drops this far, there is no question that the Cowboys are picking Amarius Mims. Todd, you are up now. You are Brian Gutekunst. This is perfect.
I know. How did it all land like that?
It's all got to be the guy.
Yes.
Come on, Todd. You can do it.
So hold on. Before you pick your guy, Todd, your needs, according to others, because Peter would never have said this, are defensive tackle, linebacker, offensive tackle, corner, and safety.
This was a tough one.
You can do it, Todd.
Initially, I was doing safety with Cooper.
DeJean, yeah.
DeJean. That was my initial one, but yes. Then I just keep going back to linebacker. Just, you know how I am about that position.
You hate linebackers. There's no way you're picking one here.
Green Bay, we're going to right the ship. We're going to get another Michigan guy, Junior Colson. You know the story on him?
I don't. Tell us the story of Junior Colson.
A quick story. First 9 years of his life, grew up in Haiti and ended up in an orphanage. You know, what a crazy story that is. What a
Rags
journey.
to riches for sure, right?
Well, that also kind of got me in, like, he's a tough dude, Michigan guy, another Michigan guy. I don't know. I love the story, love the guy. So
he's a Packer guy.
And yeah, it was tough between, I'm telling myself safety, but.
All right, so Todd picks Junior Colson, linebacker out of Michigan. Peter, it's your turn. You are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at pick 26. Your needs are edge, interior line, corner, safety, linebacker.
So I'm torn now, torn between two players. So I'm torn between Troy Fuatanu, who is a guard stroke tackle out of Washington, and Cooper DeJean. I'm going to take Cooper DeJean. Pains me so much that he was there on the board when the Packers had the pick. And he's
and every Packer fan on Twitter freaking melted down when it didn't happen.
You see his, I think it was on Twitter somewhere, but his high school basketball highlight video.
Mm-mm.
It's, oh my God, dude. You should, it's all dunks. The
nice.
whole video is just all dunks.
He's an explosive dude, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was impressive. Athletic dude.
And
hope his leg holds.
He's going to Tampa and not to Green Bay with all of his explosive dunks. All right, so I am up next. Pick number 27, the Arizona Cardinals. Our needs are wide receiver, corner, edge, running back, and interior line. With the fourth pick in the draft, they picked a running back in Blake Corum, so I no longer need that. So now I'm looking at wide receiver,
See?
Corner, or edge.
See?
Yeah, but now there's
I'm setting you up.
The shit
I'm setting
on
you
this
up for
fucking
success.
Draft line. I've thrown my draft board out the window now because I have no idea who I'm supposed to pick. With the 27th pick, there's no wide receivers unless I like Adonai Mitchell out of Texas. I don't particularly like him, but I think I'm going to have to take Chop Robinson, edge out of Penn State. Last week, Evan and Peter talked about him. His production doesn't match his athleticism. That sounds a little bit like Rashawn Gary. Peter, talk me off the ledge and tell me why Chop Robinson could be a great NFL player.
Yeah, I was just thinking about back to the conversation we had with Evan last week. There's a lot of great athleticism there with Chop Robinson, and he's young. Yeah, he's likely to be a 3-4 outside linebacker, so kind of needs to go to that kind of team, but he's well under 22 years old. Ran a 4.48 at the combine, so he's really athletic guy. Explosive first step, he's quick. It just hasn't yet racked up those kind of double-digit sack numbers that you'd really like to see. But
okay, thank you for that. I feel better now about my pick at 27. Todd's on the clock. It is pick 28, the Buffalo Bills. Their needs are wide receiver because they let go of Stephon Diggs, edge, defensive tackle, safety, and running back. On this list, Peter, if I'm doing this right, I still see Troy Fautanu, interior lineman out of Washington. I see Byron Murphy, defensive lineman out of Texas. Those guys have been passed over. Jackson Powers Johnson, who wrestled, by the way, center from Oregon. Johnny Newton, defensive lineman out of Illinois. If you're looking at wide receivers, Adonai
Mitchell. I'm going wide receiver.
Okay.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And at pick 28, you are picking
Adonai Mitchell
out of Texas. Peter, tell us why Adonai Mitchell is going to be a great NFL player.
I would say probably the main reason that he's going to be a great NFL player is because Todd picked him.
That's true. 100% right.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Peter, you are up next. You are the Detroit Lions. Your needs are corner, edge, safety, wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, this is quite difficult because, you know, a lot of the guys that they probably hope that one of those would fall at this spot in the draft isn't there. When I'm going to take the corner, I'm going to take Kool-Aid McKinstry out of Alabama.
Is his government name Kool-Aid?
I don't know what you
mean. It's like Pac-Man Jones. Who the fuck knows?
Pac-Man Jones' name was Adam.
That's
if
true.
You looked on Kool-Aid.
Maybe they should hang out, though.
Right.
Are you asking me if that's his real name?
Yes.
No.
Okay, just making sure. Because it could be.
Jaquincy.
I do like Kool-Aid better. We're going with Kool-Aid. He should put that on his driver's license. Kool-Aid. Oh, yeah. He should just burst through the wall at the draft. Right? Like the Kool-Aid guy? Peter, you have no idea what I'm talking about? Kool-Aid guy?
No idea.
Damn.
Oh, it's true that he does.
I was about to say what's new, but
I just say random things. I'm sending you a picture of the Kool-Aid guy, the Kool-Aid pitcher guy.
You got to put it up on Twitter.
Exactly.
This will be the Kool-Aid episode, the Kool-Aid draft.
Yes. All right. I am up next. The Baltimore Ravens' needs are interior offensive line, offensive tackle, edge, wide receiver, and safety. Since I'm stealing this guy, it's Troy Fautanu, offensive guard / tackle from Washington. Todd, you are up next. You're the San Francisco 49ers. Your needs are corner, offensive tackle, offensive line, wide receiver, linebacker.
I think there's some trade rumors with Ayuk. I'm not sure that he'll be sticking around. So I went with a big receiver. And I think they're going to need it. Brock Purdy and is going to need a couple more targets. So Xavier Leggett.
Out of South Carolina. Peter, I've seen him creeping up draft boards and maybe into the first round. Why does this guy creep up into the first round after he hasn't been there until recently?
Tested really well at the combine, ran a 4.39 at the combine, and has good size. He's over 6'1", 220 pounds, that kind of size. So he's a big wide receiver, I guess. A little bit perhaps in the mold of the other guy that's at San Francisco, Debo Samuel. But yeah, the 4.39, 40, the athletic stuff, I think that is really interesting, teams at that kind of size. One really, really outstanding season in college. Can return kicks as well. Okay. It's a bit of a decent kick returner.
And Peter, you are last. You have the 32nd pick. You are the GM of the world champion Kansas City Chiefs. Your needs are wide receiver. You have offensive tackle as a need, corner, running back, and interior offensive line.
It's really interesting this because the way that our board has fallen, I guess, you know, the top offensive player left on our board is Jackson Powers Johnson, the center out of Oregon, which is a position the Chiefs don't need with Creed Humphrey there. So I'm kind of torn here. I'm torn between, he's 35 on my board, would be picking at 32 as the wide receiver out of Texas, Xavier Worthy. I'm torn between him and Byron Murphy, the defensive lineman, defensive tackle out of Texas. And I'm going to take Byron Murphy. That's a position of need for the Chiefs. He's 19 on our board, so it's a little bit of a steal here at pick 32. So I'm going to take Byron Murphy, defensive tackle, Texas.
Interesting. I thought for sure, I started typing Xavier Worthy into the document because I thought for sure you were going to go there. Why Byron Murphy? Because he's such a steal and he's still on the board and you are guaranteed to not get him in round two?
I think that's the thing. So the wide receiver group is deep. So I think there's going to be a guy, you know, at the end of round two. And also, I think it's just difficult to turn down the guy that's the number one defensive lineman on the board, probably. Byron Murphy is still sitting there by some fluke of the way that the board's fallen. I just think it's really difficult to turn that guy down, particularly as it's a position of need as well.
And as I look at this, so now we flip a little bit. So Byron Murphy is off the board, who might have fit well in Green Bay as an interior guy. Might have been nice to get a little bit of help there. We have left on the board Jackson Powers Johnson, center, Oregon, wrestler. Johnny Newton, defensive line, Illinois. Graham Barton, Swiss Army knife from Duke. Tyler Guyton, offensive tackle from Oklahoma. Peter, of those guys, if you're Brian Gutekunst, the first round is over. You have an opportunity to move up because you have a bunch of picks in this next 68 picks or whatever. You get the chance to move up to pick 33. Who is it?
If we could move up and get him, would be Graham Barton out of Duke. That level of versatility on the offensive line, I think the Packers just love that. Can play center, play guard, potentially play tackle. You know, play 3 years of tackle at Duke and a year at center. Probably moves inside, but I think that versatility the Packers love. So yeah, for me it would be Graham Barton on that list.
Any other thoughts? Todd's going rogue on a bunch of things. It always happens though in the draft. Well, there's always going to be a guy.
How many years in a row has it been where you try to predict what the Packers are going to do and they do something completely, completely opposite of what everyone's thinking? So,
and that's why I asked Peter and Evan last week, because there's like a core of like seven or eight guys, right? That that everybody in the social media world thinks that the Packers are going to pick. There's always a different guy. Gutekunst is always playing like 3D chess, and the rest of us are playing checkers. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. And I wasn't talking about that. I think the biggest shocker, Todd, is you picking Marvin Harrison Jr. Now, what if he's the one guy that makes the Hall of Fame? You can always rub that in our faces if Marvin Harrison Jr. makes the Hall of Fame and Caleb Williams turns out to be a bucket of doo-doo.
The other interesting thing, the pick that Todd picked for the Packers, Junior Colson, right? Hardly anybody had kind of foreseen that. However, Tom Pelissero from the NFL Network today has his four guys who may, I can't remember the wording, you know, four most surprising guys.
Yeah, guys that he didn't think were going to be in the first round, but now might bump up into the first round.
Junior Colson's one of those four.
Fucking Nostradamus, Todd. Yeah, there's a method to your madness.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Can't help it.
Fuck all those naysayers.
That's right.
All right. I think that's it.
We're getting together on Thursday, right?
Yes, we're getting together on Thursday. If you're listening to this on Wednesday and you'd like to join us for the draft, let me know. All right. Thanks for listening to episode 169 of the Average Cheese Podcast, the possibly David Bakhtiari episode now that he's no longer a part of the Packers.
Go Pack, go.
Go Pack, go.
Go Pack, go.